This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. During President Bush's surprise visit to Baghdad yesterday, he sounded a patriotic note. He praised the efforts of U.S. troops in Iraq and told them that defeating terrorists in Iraq meant not having to face those same terrorists here at home. Since the September 11th terrorist attacks 2 years ago, the theme of patriotism has been constantly invoked in American political discourse. Slate contributor Eric Liu offers these thoughts on how Democrats will handle the issue in the next election.
I'm a patriot, but what does that mean to you? Pride in our president? My country, right or wrong? Lately, some of the Democratic presidential candidates, especially Wesley Clark and John Kerry, have been calling for a, quote, new patriotism. And that makes me wonder, what happened to the old patriotism? And why can't Democrats seem to claim it anymore? It's fitting that a CBS docudrama about Ronald Reagan was recently bumped off network air for being critical of the man. It's fitting because it was Reagan who grabbed hold of the language of patriotism and said, in effect, I love this country, I don't care what my critics say. The flag was part of his Teflon suit, and he made his critics look surly and pessimistic. And though George W. Bush is no Reagan, he's had much the same effect on his opponents so far. At the heart of the issue is toughness and strength. And at the heart of that issue is war. Patriotism since Reagan has been about looking mighty, being willing to fight, and not apologizing. That's why Senator Kerry is trying so very hard to trumpet his Vietnam War heroism. General Clark's reliance on war is even more striking. His supporters treat the four stars on his shoulders like magic charms that can cancel out his inexperience and shield him from accusations of softness. Both these men, to their credit, are willing to challenge Bush on foreign policy. But because their dueling pitches for patriotism rely so much on their days in uniform, Kerry and Clark are still operating inside the box that Reagan built. We need a bigger box. Alongside the patriotism of self-celebration and solidarity, there needs to be, and there has always been, a patriotism of dissent, a striving for ideals not yet achieved, both in how we take care of our own and how we carry ourselves in the world. Even after 9/11, we shouldn't have to say, I served in uniform, to be allowed to say, we can do better. Nor should we forget that we can do better is a far more patriotic line than you're with us or against us. When Martin Luther King pointed out that the American experiment had not yet succeeded, he named the rivers and mountains where Americans have lived and died. He invoked the Declaration of Independence and America the Beautiful, and he dared us to live up to those words. The patriotism of protest and progress does not have to lack toughness or courage or optimism. And by the way, it's not the new patriotism. It's the oldest kind we've got.
Slate contributor Eric Liu was a speechwriter for President Clinton.